This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Street fighting broke out in Ukraine's second largest city Sunday, and Russian troops put increasing pressure on strategic ports in the country's south following a wave of attacks on airfields and fuel facilities elsewhere that appeared to mark a new phase of Russia's invasion. Following its gains on the ground, Russia sent a delegation to Belarus for peace talks with Ukraine, according to the Kremlin. Until Sunday, Russia's troops had remained on the outskirts of a city about 20 kilometers south of the border with Russia, while other forces rolled past to press the offensive deeper into Ukraine. And Ukraine's president says his country is ready for peace talks with Russia, but not in Belarus, which was a staging ground for Moscow's three-day-old invasion. Speaking in a video message Sunday, the president, Volodymyr Zelensky, named Warsaw, Istanbul, Budapest, or Baku as alternative venues. He said other locations are also possible, but made it clear that Ukraine does not accept Russia's selection of Belarus. The Kremlin said Sunday that a Russian delegation had arrived in a Belarusian city for talks with Ukrainian officials. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the delegation includes military officials as well as diplomats. In a significant shift, the German government said Saturday it will send weapons and other supplies directly to Ukraine and supports some restrictions of the SWIFT global banking system for Russia. Germany's chancellery announced Saturday evening that it was sending 1,000 anti-tank weapons and 500 Stinger surface-to-air missiles to Ukraine as quickly as possible. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that the Russian invasion of Ukraine marks a turning point. This is VOA News. The United States and its European allies have agreed to levy the most potentially crippling sanctions yet on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The new measures announced Saturday include restrictions on Russia's central bank and cutting some banks off from the SWIFT global financial system. Western officials say the central bank measures will likely send Russia's ruble into freefall, and analysts predict spiraling inflation and bank runs as a result. The new measure pressed a Russian force move to on Ukraine's capital, and it could spread the pain of Western sanctions to ordinary Russians far more than the previous ones. Lines of vehicles have been clogging border crossings out of Ukraine as residents rush to escape danger from invading Russian troops that are advancing toward the Ukrainian capital. The UN Refugee Agency said Saturday that over 150,000 people have fled into neighboring countries. A spokeswoman says that the numbers and the situation is changing minute by minute. The agency says up to 4 million Ukrainians could flee if the situation deteriorates any further. Most were heading to neighboring Poland, Hungary, Romania, and Slovakia. One teenager cried, as she described, saying that goodbye to her grandparents who could not leave and fleeing into Romania. Others waited 23 hours in a fenced-off border area where there was no food or water. North Korea has now launched a ballistic missile into the sea, according to its neighbors, and a resumption of weapons tests following a month-long hiatus. And as the United States and its allies are forced on Russia's invasion and focus there, and the North Korean launch on Sunday was the eighth of its kind this year, and the first since January 30th. Some experts have said that North Korea is trying to perfect its weapons technology and pressure the United States into offering concessions like sanctions relief amid long-stalled disarmament talks. The North Korea also might use the preoccupation with Ukraine conflict as a chance to accelerate testing activity to ramp up its pressure campaign on Washington. Recapping our top story again, street fighting broke out in Ukraine's second-largest city. Russian troops put increasing pressure on strategic ports in the country's south following a wave of attacks on airfields and fuel facilities. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.